entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The number to call if you're so inclined is 316-768-4472. All right. No, it's okay. Write it down. 316-768-4472. With me this evening, a stout-hearted bald man named Frank. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Good evening.
And a drunken lush in a basement. I'll turn the tables, Frank. Last week you complained. Now Steve gets it. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I'm drunk in a basement.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Very uplifting.
Inspirational, uplifting, and every other goddamn thing. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I wanted to point something out. I mean, we have been doing some meetings. We've been trying to get prepared. But this is something I just kind of thought about, and I wanted to get your feedback on it. Humans are still evolving. As people, we're still evolving. We're changing what we are. We're responding to our environment and the stimuli around us. Do you feel that you notice anything that's changing in humans, in human behavior? Is there anything that you notice off the bat?
Yeah. People aren't the strongest of the species anymore. Like evolution, I think evolution's kind of stopped. You know, you have medicine to keep people alive that would otherwise die. You have dumb people that would usually get mowed under and killed and eaten by other people. They're still alive. You know, they're sitting in a house just chilling, not getting eaten by lions like they should be.
Is evolution actually improvement, or is it just change in response to your environment?
It's a bit of both, I think.
Let's ask our resident scientist, Germfree.
Frank,
what would you say that evolution is?
Well, listen, a major fault is the fact that along with the materialistic principle, Darwin introduced into his theory of evolution and reactionary methods and ideas.
Wow, it's good that you just slurred a thought. How the fuck did you pull that off? Do you notice any changes taking place? Like when we had the opposable thumbs, do you think that there were some form of human around that didn't have them yet?
Listen, all I can say is nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. And the problem with that is when you have opposing thumbs, you all you want to do is have more opposing thumbs. And
okay.
Do you want to have more personally? Frank?
I wish all fingers were opposing thumbs.
You want like the grip camera tripod? You just wrap it around everything.
Right. I wish I had opposing thumbs on my butt cheeks, so that I could sit down and pick something up with my ass.
So what, you just little, want a prehensile tail?
You want
right?
Yeah, you want tentacles.
Listen,
you want to be some kind of an octopus.
Everybody is entitled to his own opinion, but not his own facts. And when you put that on paper, you have to realize that, you know, 1 + 1 is always equal 2.
It will always equal 2. Is that what you said, or did you say that it doesn't always equal 2? Because
Well, listen, science is a refusal to believe on the basis of hope. And when you put that together with the richness of the evolutionary, you will put together in one.
You know, if you're in a bullshit like this, you should have. At least sound like you're not having some kind of a mild stroke.
Seriously, all putting aside.
Yeah, you know what, Frank? It would be a good idea to put all putting aside.
No, could you like double talk right now? Could you like just start just throwing out bullshit
oh,
right
yeah,
now? Like
absolutely.
Yeah, throw something out that makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Well, I mean, the thing about evolution is that what you have to consider is that people are what they are, but they only come from where they descended from. If you understand what I'm saying, ancestors pass on their traits and genetics and qualities to produce what could be said called inferior. See, you could do it all fucking day. You know, just do it all fucking day. If you say enough shit, people don't want to listen to you. And they'll just pretend. And they see people don't want to see. They won't. Don't want to sound dumb. And they don't want to seem stupid. So they halfway listen and respond,
or they just get angry.
And you got to realize. Listen, it's absolutely safe to say that if you meet somebody who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, or insane. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm.
I wouldn't. I don't know, because I think it's a lot of it's environmental. Like, you know, if you're raised in the South, I mean, I think a lot of people fucking think about, you know, creationism and stuff, and they hate Darwin, but that's a product of their environment. You know, so many people around them are like saying the other thing, like you're insane if you believe it.
Yeah. Listen, all you could say is Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist.
Are you practicing for a cocktail party? What are you doing?
No. I'm just saying.
I can picture
about
you
to do a TED talk.
Yeah, exactly. With his little headpiece, his little earpiece, and his lapel mic. He's going to be using a lot of hand expressions.
If I could play devil's advocate, the Darwinian theory of descent has not a single fact to confirm it in the realm of nature. It is not the result of scientific research, but purely product of imagination.
Are you on? And this is an old website reference. Are you on CheatHouse.com?
I already know what that is. Reading an eighth grade
paper. That used to be a website where kids who didn't have time to write a fucking 2-page essay would go and download papers in the early days of the internet, before people actually, you know, looked to see if people were copying papers off the computer. In any event, Frank, I wasn't really trying to spur some kind of fake verbal calisthenics, which I think that you are mastering. I'll say that. It seems as though you're pulling them off the top, those phrases and those buzzwords. But what I wanted to say is that I'm noticing that our environment is causing us to become less social. In an age where it's like the easiest to be social and to keep in touch and to organize events, I think it's really just it's causing us to respond in a way that human interaction is secondary. It doesn't matter. It's actually a burden. Have you noticed this at all in your circle of friends?
Well, if I understood what you said, I would definitely respond to that. But the problem is when you make comments such as that and you realize that I don't know what you're saying, you put me in a very awkward position.
I'm saying, based on the fact that we have so many tools to keep in touch,
right?
Why is it that so many people couldn't fucking be bothered to keep in touch? They would rather communicate through little blurbs, and it's a burden to talk to somebody that happens to be near you.
Well, listen, we all like to hide behind the facade of
the
iPhone.
Behind the what?
The facade of the iPhone and the tablet.
Did you say facade or vassade?
Facade.
Oh, okay. Third time's a charm.
Facade.
Okay, good. Good.
Anyway, listen. When you, the problem with you is
problem you, with me.
Do you prefer? Do you
the
prefer,
problem with me. I'm observing something in our prefer, fucking in our fucking species.
I don't think you're one of these people. I think you're somebody who is in the minority, and you would actually, I think, rather speak on the phone than text. Is that correct?
It's situational. I would like to text and get it over with if I could. Be seen pawing at my phone. If not, I'd rather just take a call and get it. And it also depends on who I'm communicating with. If it's you, I have to go greater lengths in text form. In text form, I have to go greater lengths and send more messages than the spoken word could accomplish. Because right. I could just say, no, not now, can't respond. And you'd be like, well, whatever. Last time you fucking respond, oh, it looked like so. I don't get it. Could you explain? Like, you just don't infer a lot. You don't take the leaps. You need things spelled out for you sometimes. Admit right. that.
I, of course, I admit that's why I have ADD.
And that's why you also preface business calls by letting them know you have a learning disability so they can't get angry with you.
I do. That's the first thing I do.
Yes, that is the first
thing. Are you
serious? Oh, you didn't know that, Steve?
No, I've never heard that before.
Frank, let's pretend I'm
honestly the first thing you say to somebody?
Let's pretend I'm somebody that you need information from for work.
Let's pretend like I'm calling a municipality.
Okay, yeah, you're calling me.
Okay. I'm calling the
Do the phone noise, the ring, and then I'll pick up. Okay, go.
All right. Ring.
Hello, this is Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah, hi. My name is Frank. Oh, shit.
You can just say your first name.
My name is Frank. I just want to preface by saying I have a learning disorder, so I have a question in reference to this. That's what I say.
Wait, you have a question? Wait, what do you say after that?
Well, no, I mean, then he gets down to his
business. Then I get down to business.
But he puts it out there. He puts that seed in their head that they're talking to an inferior human, so they can't become frustrated.
Do people, like, ask you what your learning disability
is? Nobody has ever asked.
Wow.
Well, a learning disability is a learning disability, you know?
You're putting down the blasting mat. You're really absorbing their rage when you don't get...
But didn't I do it...
If you don't get something.
I did it with you on the phone one time, didn't I? I called somebody... Oh, remember when we were called for... I was calling for technical support.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I kept saying to the guy, I have a learning disorder.
Wait, no, you kept...
No problem, no problem.
No, the thing is, you kept saying that to the guy. Every time he would say something to you, you got to understand, I don't know what a coaxial cable is because I have a learning disability. He's like, okay, turn off your computer. Okay, you got to understand, I don't know what I don't know how to do that because I have a learning disability.
And I said this before as well. Another thing you will do to get people to be more helpful is to stutter. Because they automatically feel sorry for you.
But don't you think that's transcending into your everyday speech patterns? Because now you're a fucking mush mouth. You used to be able to carry on and be kind of charming in a sense. But now it's just like, it's like you're a drone. Like you're bad text-to-speech programming. You know when you try to have a Google read a website to you and it's just not quite right? That's kind of what you sound like when you're reading shit. But my point, Frank, is that when you're in an elevator with somebody, you feel compelled. You feel compelled to talk to this person. And I think it's been like that for years. And we've kind of come up with these standard things that we say to them when we have nothing else. You'll talk about the shitty weather. You'll talk about the local sports team. You'll talk about, oh, God, this building. Oh, this elevator. Just nonsense. You'll say those things, and these things have become so common because for years we've felt obligated to talk to strangers. But now I'm noticing that people are slipping more to the side of, I'm not going to talk to this fucking person. I can't. Wait until they get off of this fucking elevator because I don't want to fucking hear them. And I think the younger people are embracing that more.
I've never spoken to anybody on an elevator.
What?
I will say that I've conquered my elevator fear. I used to be afraid of elevators, but I do take elevators now.
When did you start taking elevators again?
I started taking elevators because I have a cell phone, and I realized that if I get stuck, I can just call somebody on the cell phone. But now I'm saying to myself, do cell phones work in elevators?
No, they don't. You should never take elevators. Take the stairs. What an irrational fucking fear. Save yourself 3 hours and travel 35 floors. Just please. And you know what? If you happen to – what's going to happen? It's going to fall and you're going to die?
I never had the fear of – like a lot of people have the fear of elevators that it's going to fall. I never had that fear. I never had the fear. But I always had the fear of that we just – it wouldn't open up. I'd be sucked there forever.
That's what you think. You'd be stuck in there forever.
I would be trapped in there forever.
Maximum of a few days. Maximum. And that would be if the building is abandoned for several days. The minute someone needs to use that elevator, it's going to get looked into. So – you know, the fact that there's an elevator indicates that there's probably a good reason for it to be there. It's a highly trafficked building. It's an irrational fear, Frank. You shouldn't be scared of the elevator. You should be scared of standing in the elevator doorway and having your fucking arm threshed off when the thing starts to go.
Do you ever look down that little 2-inch space between the
if it's 2 inches of space that you can see, that's a dangerous elevator. It should never be more than a fucking, like, a half inch.
But you have looked down there.
Of course. I tried to see. You know? You want to see, you know, the dark depths of this fucking building that you're in. It's nice.
Is there an elevator in your building or in your work building or no?
There is. There is. But it's...
But you don't use it.
I'll use it every day. Of course I use it. Saves you some time. Saves you about 30 seconds. It's three stories. It's in the, you know, you could run up or you could just fucking go in there, lean up against the back wall, fucking sigh and say, oh, here we go. Another fucking day. Here we go. Oh, just selling another 12 hours of my life. Here we go. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I forgot the, forgot a belt loop. Oh, great. What a good fucking day. Oh, my lunch is in my car. I forgot my fucking lunch. I have yogurt that's in the back of my fucking car, and it's being baked. I'll probably get it in 3 hours and still eat it because I'm a fucking disgusting scumbag. That's what I do in elevators. But I think that if you look back at older people, they're the ones who want to talk, Frank. You ever notice that the younger kids have no interest in talking to strangers, but old people fucking hold on to that hobby? They never let it go. They're never bothered. They're never too fucking busy to talk to a stranger.
And I don't mind that at all. I enjoy talking to the elderly people because I will be elderly one day, and I hope somebody talks to me.
Are you going to be a talker? You're going to approach people and just fucking talk to them?
If I find that they're interesting, I will talk to them.
By the way, DJNS Fishing Trip in our HeroesTalk.com chat room is pointing out that you already are elderly, Frank. And that's something we'll be talking about a little bit later. Our fishing trip finally happened. Steve, do you anticipate being an older person, talking to strangers and just making a habit of bothering people with your fucking dumb banter?
I do that now, so
you
not
do?
Much is going to change. Sometimes, I mean, you know, I engage with people when they start talking to me, and then I'll just try to find the quickest out if they're really like retarded or boring in the first few seconds.
I was getting ready for a picnic. Oh yeah. Oh man, so fucking sexy. I can't help it. I was getting ready for a picnic. I was at a grocery store, and I happened to have been wearing a St. Louis Cardinals T-shirt because it was a cheap shirt. I'm not a fan of the team. I have no knowledge of it. Amanda got it for me. It was like $2, and it's actually comfortable, and I like it. So I wore it. But now that I'm wearing it, this older man is eyeing me up, looking at me, staring at me from a distance. He carries his little fucking basket over and says, I gotta talk to you, Sasa. I gotta ask you something. I gotta ask you a question. What's going on with those guys? Like that. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, is this guy, is he in his death throes? Is he gonna start fucking grasping at the Thumann's hot dogs and trying to fucking beat death away from him? And then he starts pointing at my shirt and goes, these guys, what's going on? They're in first place. They're not there. They're losing. What's going on? And I don't want to make the guy feel bad. So I tried to make up some sports shit. Yeah, and you know, Frank, how you just asked me if I was able to spin some bullshit. Mm-hmm. At this point in time and on this topic, I had fucking nothing. All I could muster was, well, it seems like they might need better players. That's all I could say. Like, I go, better players. They got great players. I remember 1936, the first game they ever played at the Polo Grounds. Dizzy Dean, you remember him? I'm like, I'm fucking, how old do I look? Do I remember? Yes, I remember Dizzy Dean. What a cut up. He was a fucking fireballer with fucking piss and vinegar. You know, and I'm like, yes, I remember Dizzy Dean. He could throw him. And you know what? They beat his ass. Yeah, that's right. They beat his ass. He won 30 games that year. I was there. You remember Eno Schlatter? Eno Schlatter, the guy, you know what he did? You know, remember what he did? No, I don't remember what he did because I'm not 90,000 years old. Yeah, he slid into home and knocked the guy down. Like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck? Why are you fucking yelling at me, first of all? And Amanda's looking just fucking absolutely irritated. Right behind him.
Well, I don't understand why this guy who I mean, you're obviously in New Jersey somewhere. How is he such a fan of a team that's not even in this state?
I don't know. Maybe in his lifetime he decided to move. Or maybe this is maybe that's why. Maybe he's a fan of the Cardinals because he he sung the praises of Stan the Man, Musial. You Stan the Man. If he played for the Yankees, no one would have ever heard of goddamn Joe DiMaggio. Who the hell was better than him? Nobody. Nobody, that's who. And so maybe he saw somebody in a fucking Cardinals shirt and decided this was his time to have the conversation he's been saving up for 35 years. I don't know. And so I just stopped talking. I tried to, you know, when you try to, there's no way to really do that thing you can do on the phone in person without looking like an asshole. You know, Frank, when you want to end a phone conversation, you go, well, okay, all right, okay. It's really tough to do that in person and not look like a complete dick.
Well, you look at your watch if you have one on.
Yeah, or you just pull your phone out and start playing Words with Friends. Just do something else. Turn away. Well, I just stopped talking, and the guy goes, yeah, I know your wife's over there. She's probably saying, who the hell is this guy talking about baseball? I don't even know. Who the hell? I'm going to go. I'll get out of here, son. Have a good day. Go. I hope they start winning. And then he went and like started looking at belts. I don't know how. In the deli section of this particular ShopRite, which is not the experience ShopRite, the experience. Belts. They had fucking like braided belts and sunglasses.
Have you ever purchased clothing at a supermarket?
No, I never have.
When I was a kid, they used to call, when you used to buy sneakers at ShopRite, they used to call them ShopRite specials.
Interesting. Steve, have you ever bought clothes at a ShopRite or a grocery store?
No, but I was actually considering it. My ShopRite has a new section, I guess from some random New Jersey like store. And they have like Taylor Ham t-shirts. I'm like, oh man, a Taylor Ham t-shirt would be pretty cool. I'm actually tempted to
buy it.
You
mean an advertisement for the product of Taylor Ham itself?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Frank?
I like to get one because I am
See?
A proponent of my
You're
son
a proponent?
My son has an Italian Ice t-shirt. Merino's Italian Ice is.
That's like the shittiest of Italian Ice.
That's Merino's? Merino's Italian Ice is the best Italian
no,
Ice
it's
there
not.
Is.
What about Rita's?
Rita's is not the old school Italian Ice. I like the kind of Italian Ice where you turn it upside down, you get all that syrupy.
You get that splintery ore that they put in the top of it.
Yeah. When I was little, I used to pretend like it was a tongue depressor.
Would you use it on yourself or somebody else?
Myself.
So you'd play doctor with yourself?
I used to have a desert iguana back when I used to live with my parents, and I used to take
You had a fucking iguana?
Yeah.
What a fucking weirdo.
Did you have an IROC at the time?
No. I had
Yo, look at my fucking iguana.
I had a desert iguana, but I wasn't aware that you actually had to put heat lamps on these things, so it pretty much froze to death after the last couple of weeks.
You killed it.
I used to, and I actually, after he died, I put it in a jar in my backyard, so I wanted to watch it decompose, and just after a few years, it was just like a fluid. There was like fluid in there. But anyway, I would take popsicle sticks and shove it down the throat of the iguana because I wanted to see what its mouth looked like inside.
How old were you?
I don't know, my teenager, 18,
19. Oh my God.
I mean, you've been to therapists. Isn't that something they ask you if you've ever been cruel to animals?
No, I was never cruel. I would just open it up. I wanted to see what its mouth looked like inside. I never hurt it. I didn't kill fish like you did. Anyway,
we'll get into that, I guess.
Fucking murder.
You're okay. Well, maybe we should talk about something else. Steve, you had a question for me that kind of I didn't think much of at first, but I'm kind of compelled. I know what I do, but Steve, do you want to ask your question to me about things that I do for a certain time?
What?
I fucking hate you. How the fuck is it that you don't know what the fuck we're on? We have everything fucking written out, all the goddamn fucking topics. How the fuck do you not know where we are? We have a list of fucking things. There are four things on this list. One of them being your question. Okay, here. I'll read it. Hey, guys, what do you do to chill out?
Oh.
That was your topic. I fucking introduced it as delicately as possible. What do you do to chill out?
Because we also had a topic about what questions we would ask.
Maybe I'll have to go do it now to chill out a little bit.
No, no. Our prep is screwing me up now because we also had the one was the question. What was the question you would ask someone to know about them? I thought you were prefacing that.
In any event, Steve.
What do you do to chill out?
You want to know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
I structure a prep sheet, send an email to both of you, and I sit back and I say, this is going to be a great show. And then it isn't, and then I stand on the roof and wonder what it would feel like to jump on the fucking patio. That's what I do. That's what I do to chill out. No, Steve, what do you do to chill out? I don't know what you're looking for. What do you do to chill out?
Well, fishing is one of them. Yeah. But the last fishing trip I went on wasn't really much of a chill out adventure, more of a...
Didn't you say so that you went to some fucking website or something just to sit in your dark room and...
No, there's also a website. It's called rainymood.com.
See what this is.
Yeah, it's just a fucking recording of a thunderstorm, basically.
Do you turn the monitor off? Just kill all light sources?
Yeah. It helps me sleep sometimes. Like, I need white noise background music to sleep, so I listen to it.
Frank, did you check out rainymood.com?
I did, but it's sort of like it's a loop, though, isn't it? I mean, it's
no, it's actually a live, never-ending storm.
No, what I mean by that is after a while, you're going to hear the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
is that what you meant by it's a loop?
Yeah.
It's like 25 minutes long. Like, are you really going to discern that there's one thunderclap? Oh, this is a repetition of the thunderclap.
See, I think Frank's the type of guy that would wait for the repeat and try to figure out when it loops.
For some reason, I can't open it up. I don't know why.
Well, don't bother opening it up. We have it
here. I don't
know.
For some reason, I can't.
You're listening to it right now. What do you need to
see? Google Documents. I can't open it up. But anyway, my daughter has this radio or some sort where it plays, you know, nature sound effects. But I don't want her to. And it was helping her fall asleep, but I don't want her to get used to it because I don't want her to rely on that.
Oh, what do you want her to rely on? Pills.
Just being able to go to sleep.
Well, maybe it's not that easy. I mean, you know, certain things will relax you. It's okay to have a white noise machine or whatever. I mean, as long as you're not taking Ambien every fucking night, it's better than that, isn't it? Or jumping into your bed until she's fucking 25. What did you do when you couldn't sleep as a kid, Frank? Or were you always a sound sleeper?
I pretty much went right... I would fall... See, I never would go upstairs to bed because I had a fear of the dark. I used to sleep the light on until I was about, you know, 14 years old.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't – and what happened is it didn't get to – it started out as a fear of the dark, but then I got so used to the light being on that the light would make me fall asleep. Mm. But what I would do is I would always fall asleep as a kid. Like, I never had a bedtime. I would always fall asleep downstairs, you know. And one time I remember it was around 10 o'clock and I was getting really nervous because it seemed so late to me and I was having a panic attack that I wasn't falling asleep yet. And, you know.
Jesus.
You would have a panic attack because you weren't falling asleep.
Well, I was 7 years old, you know. Come on.
Yeah, that's good. It's calm. Seven.
If I wasn't panic falling attacks asleep, at seven. If it was like 10 and I'm 7 years old, I'd be like, yay, yeah. I'd be the happiest kid ever.
But it was school the next day. I was scared that I was going to get in trouble.
Oh, you were a what?
A scared.
Can you not say that? It really makes you sound uneducated and stupid.
Well. At least I have an education.
Oh, well,
everyone does of some sort.
That's true. And you know what? Even uneducated people
Touché. Don't
say a scared.
Why? They don't why even do you say that in the South?
Yeah. Why do you say a scared?
I'm a scared.
I fucking hate you sometimes. I really
deal with it, dickweed.
So Steve listens to Rainy Mood. He does the occasional little bit of fishing. As far as like to unwind things that I do, I have taken to it used to be like video games or drawing, something like that, just to take my mind off of what I have to, you know, go on. But lately, I've been gardening. I can't even nothing fucking wrong, say it. Man. I can't even fucking say it. It's embarrassing.
Why?
To say it. Because gardening is it has certain female connotations. Let me just correct myself and say
it only,
and I'm going to say I grow vegetables.
It only has female connotations if when you're kneeling on the ground, you put like a little padded pillow underneath your knees.
No, never. Fucking never. I don't give a shit how rickety my knees become. I will never use a little fucking the little pad with a handle on it that you hang up in the shed next to your floral print gloves. Never. I've taken to growing vegetables. This is the second season. I've just got my my beds ready. I'm gonna grow some tomatoes. And try to keep the goddamn deer out. That's the game of it. I can't have an activity and have it not be some kind of a challenge.
Oh yeah.
If it was just you put a plant in the ground and then eat tomatoes until the fucking season's over, it wouldn't be, you know, fun for me. Now I have to contend with wildlife, chipmunks, slugs, worms, fucking deer, neglect from being lazy. Yeah, it's
90-degree weather.
The things I do to relax actually end up being one of the biggest contributors of fucking stress there is.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, anything you care about is going to stress you out at some point.
Yeah, I don't know.
What it is.
Frank, what do you do to chill out?
I go to sleep. I go to bed. That's what I do.
So
I have various few interests in exterior activities.
Exterior activities?
External activities. Extracurricular activities.
You have internal activities?
Well, I eat a lot.
Oh,
That's an internal activity.
Yes, it is.
I wish I had a hobbies. I wish I was into woodworking and craftsmanships and things of that nature. But
why are you? Like, I mean, you're a fucking grown man. You can.
You just said you wish you were.
I wish I was a master craftsman.
Well, okay, great. I wish I was a fucking virtuoso on the piano. I wish. But you know what? Why don't you just fucking try to make something? I'm sick of people I'm sick of fucking people who wish for things.
I don't
even fucking take
hard.
A step. You don't even take one fucking step. Meanwhile, by the way, you pointed out during our fucking our goddamn prep meeting last night that you took time out of your day to reach out to the webmaster of I Like Girls Daily.
Yeah, that guy. I stopped following him. I stopped following him. And I welcome everybody to stop following him as well.
Why? What happened?
Well, listen. This guy is the most popular website on the internet for amateur pornography.
Not true.
Okay. And I sent him a tweet because I was interested in talking to him. I wanted to see how he got started, you know, how these people send their, you know, is there qualifications he utilizes, how he decides which pictures he's going to put up, you know, are there pictures that he decides not to put up. And I says, listen, and the only way you could DM somebody, which is direct message, is if they're following you. And I said to myself, all right, listen. This guy's not following me, so I sent him a tweet. I said, listen, can you follow me even if it's temporary so I could DM you? And he didn't follow me, and I'm not following him anymore.
So were you deep down hoping that he would follow you so he could get your DM and then forget about it and then just, like, continue to follow you?
Oh, no, because how would it benefit me if he followed me? I don't give a shit. I just wanted to have him as a guest on the show. I like talk. You know,
that
like
would be nice. I mean, I'm not saying that wouldn't be nice, but I mean, maybe you have some kind of lofty expectation from this.
Believe me, I don't.
No, you do. You absolutely do.
I think you do.
No,
how much actual interaction have you had so far with this guy?
Never. I've never had interaction with him.
It's like pulling somebody off the street and saying, "Hey, I got to tell you something. Come here a second. Come here." You know, it may work. It may work.
I was a fan of the site, but I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to watch it anymore. I beg everybody not to follow.
So you feel slighted, like when Ralph Macchio.
I feel
like when Ralph Macchio slighted you.
Yes, I feel slighted, and I would like you to stop following him as well.
I don't follow him. I don't.
That's not what I heard. But go ahead. I'm sorry,
Frank. What I want to know is. How many interactions does this guy have with followers of his Twitter account?
I never saw him respond to anybody.
Oh, so what made you think that you were entitled to a fucking response?
Well,
he has over 500,000 followers.
Right. So you must know,
and you're one of them. No, I went there last night to get a gauge on how valid your expectation was, and apparently it's not very. And you having this boycott on his shitty stream of fucking tits and ass, which it is very fucking subpar and shitty. It really is.
Well, you know what? I didn't even think people still ran or visited picture sites. Like, yeah, you know there's video on the internet, right, yeah. Frank?
Obviously.
Well, I mean, what is it supposed to be? Is it like one picture a day? Like, oh, there's my...
No, yeah! He posts pictures literally every fucking... every 15 minutes is a new fucking picture.
But like... I just don't. I don't.
Like, first of all, I don't. Why like do you this, need, this no, holier than thou attitude? Okay, you fucking probably look at more porn than me and Steven combined.
Yeah, but I don't subscribe to what amounts to a disc jockey of porn. Someone tell me, hey, you got to check this one out. Hey, check this out. Hey, by the way, I know it's lunchtime and you're about to go into a meeting at work, but hey, look at this girl just getting out of a yoga class.
Now, let me
like,
ask
I'll
you.
I'll find the shit I want. I'll find the exact shit I want on fucking Google.
Were you just talking
Google
to Cheech Marin? Jesus
and look
Christ.
At it. What?
That was a fucking, you sound just like Cheech Marin.
What?
Cheech Marin. Cheech
I know who
Chong,
he is. I understand. I understand.
I'm sorry. Don't get mad that we're not on the same fucking pop culture bubble as you. Don't get mad. It's okay, Frank. It's okay. No, I don't want somebody serving me pornography at all hours of the fucking day. I use Twitter for other things. And if I ever got into a mood where I wanted to look at some bitches in what yoga pants or in their fucking dorm, I might go to the guy's site and take a look at a few pictures. But to be honest, I'm so fucking jaded at this point. A picture is gonna do anything? I almost need a goddamn fucking wax model in my fucking living room at this
get
point.
Get a real girl.
Yeah, I, you know what? I might need a sculptor. I might need to fucking commission a sculptor.
I want
to
ask you
have,
a question. I want you to be 100% honest with me.
Sure, go ahead. Okay?
If you didn't have a girlfriend, would you ever consider getting a real doll?
Never. Absolutely not. Fuck no.
Would you consider getting a fleshlight?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
But wait a second. Here's your, the thing. Your reaction was a little less to that, right?
Here's my thing. I have never hit the barrier where masturbation wasn't just dandy.
Neither have I.
I don't know. Can you explain what you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that.
Frank, you and I know people that have hit the wall with masturbation where it's no longer good enough. His name is Ed. And he has taken to all kinds of apparatus and pay services and all these other things because it just doesn't do it for him anymore. Now, that may be because he has some kind of compulsive addiction to sex or whatever. Or it just may be that he does it and has been doing it and got tired of it. I don't know where I stand on that. But at this point in my life, I've never hit that wall. So I don't think I'd ever need an implement of masturbation. Certainly not a fucking posable mannequin with a rubber cunt and a fucking rubber mouth, asshole, and hand. No, I would never fucking get a real doll. But I don't know that I wouldn't hit the point where I'm lonely and and my hands aren't doing it for me. I don't know.
Steve, would you ever get a real doll?
No.
Frank, you obviously have some kind of fascination with it.
No. What I would get is if they made, like, a really, really good robot. Like, even initial robot phases would not be good enough, even though, you know, everything is innovated by sex. I mean, like, the video internet industry, you know, like, pushing HD boundaries, which video formats are accepted, all regulated by the porn industry. And, like, a lot of innovations and just in technology and, like, data management, all that shit comes from the porn industry. It's amazing.
Speaking of technology... they say that every idea has been adapted into every other idea and meshed with every other idea for like VC bucks or funding, like tech ideas. Do you think anybody's ever pitched the idea of like a Netflix for real dolls? where you have you get to keep it as long as you want and then return it and they'll send you the next race of real doll on your queue. Just fucking tear into somebody else's fucking rubber cunt with legs. Oh, is that a terrible idea? Frank, if you could never have sex again, the only way you could have sex is with a real doll. Would you do it?
If I could never have sex, but I only could have sex with a doll. Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, a real doll would be the only way you would be able to have sex. Would you do it?
I guess so, but I don't really care anymore.
Now, this real doll that you're allowed to have sex with is pre-owned.
No.
You wouldn't do it? You wouldn't do it?
Of course not. Don't
it's
be
certified pre-owned.
Certified pre-owned.
It's not used. Goes through 21 points of inspection.
Yeah, that's better than most ex-girlfriends of other guys.
That's true. That's true. I mean, at least you can take Lysol to that fucking cunt.
That's you, can switch out parts, too, and put in new parts.
Yeah, you could fill all the holes with fucking Ajax and just let it sit for a week. And then scrub it out nights. And it'd be brand new. I mean, there may be some teeth marks on certain parts of it, but who knows? Certified pre-owned real doll. You wouldn't do it?
No. Don't be an idiot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to be an idiot. Thank you for asking me if I would ever fuck or own a real doll. I decided to take it a little further.
I was just making conversation.
It's an interesting question.
You say you're jaded. So, you know, if you're jaded, then I say to myself, all right, well what could step that up? I mean, and obviously...
Well, being jaded is because there's so much shit around. Like, you would get tired if you had access to any type of food. If you got home and said, I want wild boar ribs. Someone get me wild boar ribs. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, I would love to eat a lamb's liver. And I'd like to have boysenberry dressing on it. And you get it. And then anything you want, you can get it. You get so fucking jaded, you would be eating the most obscure fucking shit. And look at any foodie that posts shit on the fucking, on the web or on their Twitter. Oh, they're eating fucking balls. They're eating fucking the throwaway parts and calling it a goddamn delicacy.
They're at the penis restaurant in Hong Kong.
This is the best cow penis joint in the Lower East Side. It's fucking incredible. It's on Yelp and it's reviewed very, very well. Meanwhile, filet mignon is still delicious and fucking lobster is tasty. But no, they've devolved into somebody who eats the best plate of fucking cow cock in New York. Well, the same thing happens with pornography. If you can pick I want to jerk off to a redhead who is 5'2", a little on the chunky side, but used to be very heavy, has a tattoo of a battleship on her left tit and is missing a nipple. You could find that exact girl fucking anything ever. Any guy, any fucking rubber dick, whatever. You can find the exact scene that you're thinking of right now. And being able to do that, you get kind of jaded. Whereas when you were younger, when there was no internet, if you found a ragged magazine with something that might be a tit on it, because it's been under a pile of leaves for 6 months, you were good to go for a year. Now, it's like, oh, God, I downloaded this 3-hour movie in 4 seconds. I watched it, but I'm never going to watch it again. So fucking just delete it. I got to make more room. Got to get different stuff. Too many choices, Frank. That's what it is. Jaded. That's what I meant.
Desensitized.
Absolutely. Speaking of being desensitized, Frank... You have lived a sheltered life. You didn't really partake in a whole lot of things, such as heavy petting with girls and fishing. You've never gone fishing in your life.
I never gone fishing until last weekend.
We've been talking about this for several weeks.
Right, and I think Steven actually never thought it would come to fruition.
I never thought it would.
No, that was Ken.
I never thought it would. Steve had faith because, Steve, don't get me wrong, you're an open book as far as plans go.
Yeah.
What do you mean by open book?
He has literally nothing penciled in.
Oh.
He has things written on magnets that he just slides around. If he has something, like, I'll fucking do it now. Oh, you got to cancel? Fuck it. We'll do it next week. By the way, we went fishing at a park. That since it was Memorial Day weekend, it was $10 to get in. We had to pay $10 to park. And if Frank didn't cancel last week, we probably wouldn't have had to pay.
No, you have to pay even if it wasn't Memorial Day weekend.
No. They start charging.
Oh, I saw the sign there.
They start charging Memorial Day fucking weekend.
That's Frank. What it says on the website. You know, that's what it says on the sign.
Fuck, I'll give you the fucking money.
You
don't
will?
Be a cheap, fuck you.
Will you give me the $10?
If you want it, I'll give it to you.
Wait, didn't you call and say you thought I was expensing this entire trip and furnishing it?
I was going
When I said, yo, it's $10, that's what I said in the email I sent to you on Facebook 2 days ago that you never read.
Well,
I read it.
We all had to get our licenses. That was $22.50 and about an hour of my life.
An hour?
An hour.
30 seconds, you idiot.
No. For you, maybe. You lucked out. But I had a guy named Wolfgang who was clearly involved in the SS. he was 78 years old and had no command of the register or the credit card swiper.
Where'd you go, to Walmart?
I went to Walmart, yes. Very depressing to see this old man ask me to slide my card. The fucking the credit card machines are actually coded to tell you to tell the fucking cashier what the button to press is. It says, please tell the cashier to hit the credit button. I guess if that's up there for long enough for you to read it, you have a doddering old cashier who needs to be prodded. And I told him this, and he goes, but I hit it, and it's not working. It's not working. I'm like, oh, Christ. I'm looking for cash. I don't have fucking cash. I wasn't going to go to an ATM. He finally pulled somebody aside, and then he made me fill out some kind of questionnaire, like asking if I was a deadbeat dad, which I
yes.
thought was pretty
good. Yeah, I
had
to fill that out, too.
So you checked yes?
Don't be a jackass.
In any event. So we had to get the licenses. Frank, you took it upon yourself to get fishing poles for you and your children.
I got three fishing poles for
and a
myself.
Canoe?
Dix had a boat sale, and it was $100 off the regular canoe, and I always wanted to get a canoe. But then I realized that it would be too difficult for me to get it on the roof of the car, so I said, forget it.
You were really going to buy a canoe?
I swear to God I was, because there's a lake near me.
I hope you fucking get a canoe and tip over.
Oh, wait. I thought you got it.
No, I didn't get it. I said I decided not to because I realized that my kids are too little to help me put the canoe on the roof if we ever decide to go.
They have associates at these stores that can help you put it on the roof.
Dummy, I mean if I ever decide to go to a lake, who's going to help me put the fucking thing on the roof?
Donna!
Oh, don't be an idiot.
Or you. It's not that heavy.
It's heavy.
It's not that fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah. I feel so good.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Stop looking at I Like Girls Daily.
No, I'm scratching my foot. But anyway, first of all, I wasn't going to put the fucking thing on my car for the fear of something's going to fucking scratch it. I don't give a shit. I got a brand new fucking car.
I got and a brand new fucking car.
My wife's got a minivan, and it's very high, and it would be impossible. I was kind of disappointed, but, you know, what can you do? Hmm. I'm surprised you don't have a canoe.
What the fuck kind of voice is that? Are you trying out for the B-team of Hanna-Barbera characters?
No, I'm surprised
characters?
You don't have a canoe, because you live in an area where there's a lot of lakes, and I'm surprised you never have a canoe.
No interest. No interest in boating. I enjoy being on somebody else's boat, but I have no interest in owning a boat. I don't want to fucking get on a boat.
It's a lot of hassle to own a boat too, because you got to store it and then you got to bring it. You got to bring it back to the freaking.
Yeah, where were you going to keep your fucking canoe, Frank?
I keep it on the side of the house.
Just kill the grass. Hey, that way your Chinese neighbor doesn't have to mow that part of the grass.
Steve,
it's very nice.
You're a fisherman. I'm surprised you never had your own boat.
I did have a boat. I had a boat for a while. It was a paddle boat, you know, just like a metal boat with oars. That was it. And then, you know, the thing was shoddy, got rid of it, and never got another boat. I didn't, you know, I don't have like a trailer hitch or a tow, you know, to tow it around. I'll fish on the side. What do I care? Like,
and
I'm
of
not-
course, Steve picks the fucking worst possible. You have to fucking do a fucking, you had to do the fucking limbo underneath this fucking tree stump to get under the fucking where he was at.
By the way, the place we went to, littered with Hispanics. Not that Hispanics are litter, but if they were, it would look like this park. They were everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, we were definitely the whitest people there.
I couldn't believe how much of a minority that we were.
About an hour into it, these two gentlemen with this scantily clad woman, I don't know what the hell they were going to do with her, but they were like walking right in front of us.
Well, we were in our fishing spot.
I agree, because I think they were planning something.
I think so too. And Steve was fucking wouldn't keep his eye off of her, man.
Well, the thing is, we were in a spot where you couldn't see us. Like, I had to call Steve twice to figure out where they were. You had to crawl under this fallen tree,
and
go
Steve
past a limb, and then you're in this hollow next to the shore, and it's a little pocket where we could stand, put our shit down, and all of a sudden. We hear footsteps, and it's these two Spanish kids and their Spanish girl, I guess. I don't know what the fuck she was. She's probably 12 years old with birthing hips.
She's got stretch marks everywhere. Yeah, she's like 13.
And they had her they had her stand up on the rocks. And
she was in a bikini.
And they were taking her picture with an iPhone. They probably told her that they were photographers. They're going to... take some nice pictures for her Facebook page or some shit. I don't know.
And we'll send it to a producer. First, you got to blow us.
And then they started pawing around and they switched from English to Spanish when they were behind us, and it looked like she was gonna jump in front of Steve, like into the water where Steve was fucking fishing.
I would have taken out one of my lures that had like three treble hooks on it and just cast it right on top of her head.
And they would have cut you to pieces.
I would have kicked them all in the water. I bet you they don't know how to swim.
How do you think they got here? Frank, so we're in our little hollow, and Frank is fishing for a bit with some rubber worms, and he forbid his children from using the bait that Steve and I had purchased. Frank, we had purchased
right. Now,
worms.
You guys purchased, literally, they were live... night crawlers, if you will.
Yes.
In appy containers that you'd buy at the fucking appetizing department at ShopRite.
That's true. At the experience. ShopRite Experience. Right.
I forbid my children.
You told them don't go near that. Don't go near that container. Don't go near it.
Right. I find them to be vile. Lowest human form of there is.
They're not a human form.
I mean the lowest life form. I'm sorry.
So bacteria is a higher evolved life form than a worm.
Yeah, Frank. What happened when you told your kids to not go near the container of worms?
They wanted to go near the container of worms.
So why haven't you learned this lesson yet?
You ever hear of child psychology, Frank?
You tell them, don't go near that. Don't touch those. Don't look at those. Don't get those. No, you're not using those. Frank, what did your children use to fish the entire fucking time?
Well, after a while, they wanted to use the real worms.
Why?
And how long was a while? One cast? Two casts?
Yeah.
I guess so.
After they found out, oh, if I use a rubber worm, I have to just keep reeling
it in
every time.
See, what I found out is when you use a rubber worm, it involves more work because you have to pretend like that rubber worm is alive. So you got to keep, reeling it back and forth, up and down and everything. But if you have a live worm, that does all the work. So you just throw it, you cast it in there,
right.
And you can stay there a while.
Yeah, you just chill right. out and wait for the fucking bobber to go down. You talk,
right.
You shoot the shit, and oh, I got a bite. You reel something in. Steve, how many times did you hear the following phrase? Dad, could you put a worm on my hook?
I laughed every time I heard it. It must have been 25, 30 times.
Yeah.
Ken
will do it. Ken will do it.
Yeah, I thought Frank's daughter started calling New Style Dad.
Because
I'm pretty sure she said that. Ken just walked over and he's like, all right, here's the
But I was very impressed with Steve because you were very... and for lack of a better word, you were very fatherly because you had a lot of patience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did. Well, I have a lot of patience. I'm a
yeah,
patient
Frank,
person.
it was the opposite of fatherly. If that's the definition of fatherly, you were the complete opposite of it. You got your good shoes on. You're going to give me a heart attack. Stop it.
Don't stand on that rock.
I wasted $60 fucking dollars. These fucking poles. Blah, 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 blah. Using the foul language. And I'm like, geez, Frank, what, you know, there's kids. They go, oh, he says it all the time. You're using all this foul language, and they go, oh, he says it all the time. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Are you okay, Frank?
Yeah, but don't say I'm not a good father.
I didn't say you're not a good father. I just said you weren't
fatherly.
You weren't being very fatherly.
Oh, right. Well, he had his good new suede sneakers on, and I get nervous when he's on the boulder. I get nervous when he's casting; he's going to like fall over. You know, you have to think ahead.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting that he was standing on the rock, and the thing that you chose to cite was get off of there. You have your new sneakers on.
Not you could fall over.
Not you're going to crack
rock.
Your head open.
It was a different occasion. He had the sneakers on when he was somewhere else. But that's neither here or there. Anyway. What I was fascinated was that you guys were touching these worms as if it was second nature. Ken, you had these big blood – these were big blood suckers. They were juicy blood suckers.
Blood suckers? What are you talking about?
No, those are leeches.
Yeah.
Well, we call – when I was a kid, we used to call big fat worms blood suckers.
Mm. Well, you were very off base when you said that as a child.
What guy in an overcoat at a bus stop told you that? Grab my bloodsucker. It's just a big bloodsucker.
It didn't bother you to have this thing squirming around in your hand at all?
No. You know why? Because I want it to fish.
But a lot of times a worm will leave like a residue, like a mucusy residue in your hand.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a defense mechanism.
Right. Okay,
it looks like a thick mucus. I mean, it's sometimes almost like the consistency of molasses.
Well, I guess we better never touch worms again because it's impossible to defeat that defense mechanism, except for wetting it. Just clean your hands with some water and it's gone.
Now, when you went into your, did you wash your hands before you went into your car?
No.
Okay, so you have the residue of the worms on your steering wheel.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I guess I do.
You wash your steering wheel when you came home?
No. No, I didn't. There's a goddamn... I did my best to wash my hands in the lake and rinse off my hands, and then when I got home, I used soap.
Did you take a shower that night?
I did.
So did I.
I was very sweaty.
Frank, did your children? Or
my
did
balls,
you have to buy them
something? My balls were very smelly.
No, I demanded
sweaty.
They took showers when they got home.
Yeah, you actually
didn't have to buy anything.
No, the thing is, you pointed that out as they started using worms almost as punishment for them disobeying you. You said, "Well, you're all taking showers now."
Right.
I don't care that you took a shower yesterday. I don't
exactly.
care. You take a shower now. And they go, "No, we took one yesterday. We're not taking showers. Please take a shower. I'll buy you something." That's what you said right away. You caved instantly.
If I'm going to give in to them using the worms, then they got to do something for me, and that's take a shower.
And then they refused, and you instantly said, "I'll buy you something."
Right.
What I liked best is when your kids started mocking you for your worm fear. Because they were intrigued by it, and they were happy to have them on the hook. They didn't know how to put them on the hook, so we did it for them. But they kept asking you, after they knew that we were putting it on for them, almost to be like kind of shitty to you.
And they were rubbing it in.
No,
they were definitely
it's just a worm. It's just a worm, Dad. That's what they said. It's just a worm. And you're over there fiddling your fucking thumbs and looking in fear.
Yeah, your son definitely like went with the running joke, and he just kept saying it every time there was a worm.
I didn't take that. You guys are making things up.
Oh, wow. You know what I have to say, Frank? Props to your daughter. She picked it up instantly, and she was on the harder pole to cast on.
Yeah.
She did awesome.
Yeah, that was the pole that had a bail on it, and you teaching Frank the word bail was probably the worst thing you could have done.
All right, bail it in.
Bail him in. No, Frank, it's real. Use the bail.
Bailer.
Everything was bail. After you learn one word and you use it forever. So, Steve, you caught a fish?
Yeah, I caught a little sunny.
I caught three little sunnies. Frank, how many did you catch?
I was not actively.
How many did you catch?
Hey, you know what this prick does?
Zero.
He doesn't even walk out of the fucking park.
Zero.
He has to fucking brag that he fucking caught three. Steve caught one, and I caught zero. I wasn't actively fishing, you douchebag.
There were enough poles. Why weren't you fishing?
But I was overseeing my children.
Your children. Yeah.
And wait.
Yeah, watching us untangle their lines and put bait on their hooks.
Who stepped into the water and like flipped over a 30 fucking thousand pound rock?
Steve actually lifted a big boulder.
Because I didn't want to lose another bobber.
Yeah.
I lost one on my own.
And you know, I thought it was an interesting moment when I caught the first fish and I held it in. Frank was so eager to see it. You're like, oh, let me see it.
His kids like glanced over. They're like, all right, keep fishing.
Let me see it.
Frank's there, like, open its mouth. Put your hand in its mouth.
I want to see its mouth. Open it. Let me touch it. Ew, gross. Ew. And then all of a sudden,
I'm sure the first time you saw a fish when you were a youngster, that you felt the same way.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was 8 and not 42.
Right,
yeah,
but I never don't realize, you don't see, this is the thing, I've never experienced it before, so it's all new to me.
And then as you're petting the fish and you're getting your feel of the animal, I hear from your son, "Stab it in the heart! Stab it in the heart!"
Yo,
let's kill it. Let's kill it.
Boulder, like raising his fishing pole. Yelling, stab it in the heart. I thought Scotsmen were going to come out of the woods and start fucking the fish.
You admit, Ken sheepishly admitted to me that he once mutilated.
This is what happened. You said, yeah, let's kill it. Smash this thing out. Let's cut it open. And then you said, after you expressed your desire to cut this thing into bits, you said, have you ever done that? I said, yeah, I did it once. I cut a fish up, and it didn't feel too good about it. I didn't feel too good about cutting a goddamn sunny into pieces and just throwing it in the lake and running away. Like, I didn't do it. Like, in the swimming area. I caught a sunny. I threw the fucking the sunny nuggets and scales into the fucking swimming area at a populated beach and just pretended like I didn't do it. So I didn't feel too good about that. So I don't really like to.
And then Steve mentioned that he used to flip the fish up and have tractor trailers pop their bellies.
Yeah, yeah.
And he used to put M80s in frogs' mouths.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a frog. It was a bass I caught with a frog that I found on the way to the place I was going to fish.
Yeah. Frank actually brought a big jar and said, put it in here. Let's just see what happens after 2 years.
I didn't do that.
Let's just wait for it to decompose at the 2 years.
Let's see if it turns into liquid.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank, I do get the sense that you're kind of angry at Steve. It is kind of overriding throughout the entire show.
Really?
Yeah, I get the sense that you are kind of ticked off at Steve. And I attribute it to events that happened at the end of the fishing trip.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Steve? I really was offended by the fact that you threw the worm on my calf.
I wanted the worm to make contact with you at least once.
You know that's something that would make me nervous, and yet you did it anyway, and I didn't appreciate it. It was very disrespectful of you.
No, I'm trying to help you overcome an irrational fear. Is something wrong with that?
I don't need your therapeutic charm. Okay,
you kind of threw it at him, and then you tried to get a rise out of his children, and they kind of did. They did laugh at you a little bit.
I wasn't even looking at them. I was looking right into Frank's face, and Frank was just like, someone just stabbed me right in the heart with a worm.
And then Frank, by the way, when you enter this park, they give you a garbage bag.
Collect all your
garbage because you have to take it with you. And as Frank was leaving, he made this whole big display of like, oh, I don't have my bag. I left my bag in my car in the beginning. And he's like, oh, I'll put all my garbage in the knapsack.
No, we wouldn't put it in the knapsack because that was their school knapsack that would have brand new fishing pole garbage associated with it. We had to put it under the bag so it didn't blow away.
Now,
to be fair, none of us brought the bags with us. We all left the bags in our cars.
True, but I brought all my mess home, did I not? Steve, you brought your mess home and then some.
I brought home everything that you brought. Which was worms.
Which I gave you.
I brought those home.
I gave you them.
Yes. I asked and you gave them to me and I still have them in my fridge ready for another day.
Wait, your refrigerator where you have your food?
No, it's an outside refrigerator that's just stored for frozen stuff. And I also took every single bit of Frank's garbage home with me. Because Frank was absolutely sure he was going to clean up his mess. He was assuring me the entire time.
I forgot about it. I apologize.
Fucking slob.
As soon as I went to go put my last pole away, I look over. Oh, Frank picked up. You picked up the bags, which had the garbage directly under them, poking out halfway, and left. I have to go. I'll walk up with you if you walk right now, new style. Let's go.
Yeah.
Luckily, new style stayed, and I actually walked up.
Well, there was a storm coming on. My kids were getting nervous, so.
Yeah,
and I think Ken was actually getting a little nervous too.
He was.
I don't like being by lightning. Okay, I don't want to be by water. Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. You jetted out at the first fucking thunderclap.
Steve, I want you to admit that he looked like a little girl when he saw that lightning.
I wouldn't say he looked like a little girl.
He was frightened.
He was visibly nervous.
Exactly. Like a little
more so than I expected, because, you know,
Absolutely.
That seems like, I think that's one of New Style's irrational fears, might be lightning off in the distance. Let's get the hell into shelter.
I've been conditioned since a very, very young age.
So
lightning, get inside. Stay away from the windows. Like there's going to be a blast of lightning that just throws the fucking windows into your house. But yeah, it's irrational, and
I was almost embarrassed for Ken the way he was acting.
Really, Frank?
But yeah, Frank, it was like a little pussy. To go in an elevator yet.
I liked how you were.
Miles
I liked how Frank was standing there, defeated and round shouldered, when those fucking Spaniards came by him, as he was trying to sneak a peek at her cornflake ass.
What are you talking fucking, about?
That fucking girl? Yeah, that cornflakey. Fucking cellulite rump.
You must have been looking pretty good then.
I got a good look. I'm not gonna lie. I got a little look.
I probably had the best look.
Steve knows.
I was ready to aim into the water if she jumped into it where we were fit. Like literally,
Steve.
Like,
you looked so hard that you knew what she fucking ate yesterday.
Yeah. No, I did.
Yeah.
I was, but it was definitely tempered with a lot of anger because she.
Why are you angry?
Because she kept saying she was going to go swimming there.
Yo, and they were fucking, and you know
that?
What? They were going to, yeah. Yo, we're going swimming here. Fuck this. Fuck that. No, fuck you, stupid. And there were, you know, obviously like 8-year-old, 6-year-old kids around.
I honestly didn't even hear them talking. I didn't even know they said anything.
Because you shut down. You went into your fucking slump-shouldered sad sack mode.
They were in front of my children?
Yes. And you didn't say shit. You didn't say one fucking thing.
I swear to Christ, I didn't even hear him.
If you heard them,
what does it matter, Frank? You were cursing more than them in front of your own children.
Yeah, your children actually apologized to us for how bad you were fucking speaking.
They did. They said they're sorry for you.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show with Steve and Germ Freak. We'll be right back.
DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to bear witness to the return of Best in Show Radio, Monday, June 4th at 8 p.m. It might sound something like this.
I'm being asked in the chat room if there's an update on Bloody Cum. Sort of.
Say a new band.
Yeah, they're gonna be playing Lemours on Tuesday. It's gonna be heavy as hell. My desire to actually masturbate gone. I have not masturbated in forever, so I don't know for a fact that my blood-charged semen is still there. But the last time that I did pleasure myself, it most certainly was. It's been weeks, probably close to a month since I've done anything like that. So I don't know. I can only assume. My follow-up doctor's appointment is next Monday. So next Monday night, I'll be able to give you the update on what they say. Next one's, that's the serious one.
But you're going to have to actually rub one out before you go see the doctor, aren't you?
Do I?
Well, he's going to ask you how it's been going.
I'll say, I don't know. No, I'm scared.
So join us Monday, June 4th at 8 p.m. as Best in Show Radio makes their awesome, triumphant, and amazing return to broadcasting. Only on HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
A lot of websites and podcasts have no problem asking you for donations. We don't do it. It makes us feel gross and slimy, like Germ Freak's back. We're so appreciative of your support and listenership that we think you should spend your hard-earned money on something nice for yourself. Go to HearUsTalk.com/Amazon and use our link to get to Amazon, make your purchases, and we get a small cut. It's better than donations. You get the satisfaction of helping something that you care about while maintaining the selfish joy of buying presents for yourself. Also, Father's Day is weeks away. Get your goddamn dad something, too. Amazon has everything from tools to rubber vaginas. He'll appreciate both. Again, HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Use our link to Amazon, and we get a little help with our costs. And your dad gets a rubber cunt. Thank you very much. Ah, shit. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Oh, man. I didn't mean to play that. Well, we're back. That's right. Best in Show is coming back Monday, June 4th at 8 p.m. Don't miss it. And also, buy yourself or your goddamn dad a rubber cunt, a game, a toy, whatever the fuck you want. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. I had a lovely weekend of remembering. It was a Memorial Day. You were supposed to memorialize the service that people put forth for our country. Frank, did you spend any time thanking veterans this weekend?
I did. I said thank you, veterans.
To whom?
We have a. I went to the local VFW.
No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Did you really? Did you? Are you lying about this?
I went to a local VFW and I went in there and I thanked everybody.
Did they have some kind of deal going on for like ribs or chicken fingers?
Yeah. Don't be an ass. Don't. You know what? When you ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer.
See,
right?
You know what? Frank actually stole one of those old guys' mesh war hats. Those baseball hats they usually put in the rear deck of their car, and he pretended to be a Korean vet war, Korean war vet. And he wanted to go in
they
there.
Have, like an open house at a VFW?
I'm kidding.
Of course he's kidding. You would never fucking make any effort to make someone
asshole.
Else feel good.
Wow, that's terrible.
What would you
that's
do, terrible? Steven?
Well, I know a lot of vets. I know people who are in the Afghan war. My roommate from college was a, let me see, he was 7 year from 9/11. He was in the service, he was in the Air Force for
Are you drunk or high right now?
No. What do you mean?
Why would you ask that?
Because he's not as sharp as he usually is. He's stuttering a little bit.
So you admit that Steve is sharp at his normal state?
I can get that back.
Like,
no,
by the
I
way, right out of the gates.
Back. I am drunk. I'm not high, but I'm drunk.
Interesting.
Why, are you sad tonight?
No, he's having a good time. He's partying.
He's enjoying- yeah, I'm partying hard.
Oh, man. Steve, did you? What did you do for Memorial Day?
Went to the local town parade. Sat there.
Really?
For 3 hours, got a nice burn on my...
3 hour fucking parade?
Yeah. My nieces were in it, but they were...
Ugh!
They were, like, the first brownie troop through, so...
Oh, is that just torturous?
I used to be a Cub Scout, so, like, I call it Nolo Brownies.
What? What'd you say?
I used to be a Cub Scout until I got caught eating all the brownies.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
You never heard that before, did you?
Yeah, I have had a conversation with an elderly man tonight. I can't think of anything worse than enduring more than 30 minutes of a fucking parade, especially a town parade.
Well, the thing is,
if there's no glitz, no amazing balloons, no celebrities, there's no point.
Do you enjoy the Disney World Electric Parade?
When I've been to Disney, yeah, it was fun.
But it's at night.
Yes,
the difference.
Exactly.
And it's cool, and the whole thing is cool. It's not like a parade in your town.
There's nothing worse than the, oh, look, the Weikert dealer, realtors are walking down the street. Yeah. Oh, here come the accountants from the office park. Oh, look, here's some old fucks in the cars that they've dedicated their life to. Oh, how fucking boring.
How sweet it is.
What a fucking boar fest, and the people go there, and you have to get a good spot, so you have to go even earlier, even before the fucking parade starts. Put your shitty chairs and your folding tables and your cooler right next to the goddamn road. I can think of nothing worse than a fucking parade. I fucking hate it. And you subject yourself to this.
I've been going the last couple of years.
What else are you
going
to do?
No, yeah.
Frank, go to parades? Do you watch fucking parades?
I don't think I've ever been to a parade.
God bless you.
Ever.
Ever. Fuck parades. What is it? What is it supposed to accomplish? What is a fucking parade supposed to do? It's supposed to be a display of victory, a display of success and greatness. And I'm sorry, but every little leaguer in the fucking country is not the fucking stoic representation of victory and success.
You know what I learned?
I know you have a uniform that says the Mets on it, but your fucking baseball hat still says Chappie's Pizza. So go fuck off, you little 8-year-old motherfucker. I'm so sick of this shit. Sit there. Oh, look. Oh, here come the fucking Mets. Oh. No, it's just the 8-year-old little cocksucker Mets. So good thing we brought our folding chairs to sit next to a street. Fucking boring. And Steve, you willingly went there. And don't say it's this cool nighttime parade, because you said the Brownies were in it.
Yeah. No, they definitely had, like, the Cub Scouts, the Brownies. But here's the thing that they do.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck! What the fuck is going on, Frank?
This fucking little bug in my fucking office I've been trying to get all goddamn night. I apologize. Steven, did you bring a chaise lounge with you, or did you stand up?
A chaise lounge? No, I rode my bike.
Okay, so you rode your bike. You had to put your bike on the kickstand, and then just sit. Would you sit on the bike the whole time?
No, I there's just lawn areas, and I just threw my bike down and sat down. Sat on the curb.
Steve, you are a fan of baseball, correct?
I love baseball. It's my favorite sport.
You love the Yankees, is that correct?
They're my favorite team.
They've won the World Series a fuckload of times.
Yep.
As an adult, have you ever had the urge to go to a World Series championship parade?
Yes. I've had the urge, and I've
Why?
I wanted to go to the last parade was the Giants parade. It's only because I've never gone to a ticker tape parade. And I just want to go to a ticker tape parade because it seems cool to have fucking a shit ton of litter just coming down on all sides just to celebrate a sports team win.
Have you done it? You've never done it?
No, I've never done it. I want to just to go and be at one.
I'd love to talk to somebody.
Because I'm so happy that the fucking Yankees won or the Giants won that they're going to have in New York. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to somebody who actually thinks that's a good thing to do. I can't see any good in being trapped around fucking raving sports fans.
Steven, do you have any interest in ever going to the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration?
Well, I was just thinking that too. That was really weird because I was about to say that, but no, I have absolutely.
Would
no
you guys be willing to next New Year's Eve go to Times Square?
I just said
never. I would never fucking do that.
Steve, Ken, you're gonna do it, right?
No.
Come on.
Nobody.
Fuck
is.
No. Frank, I'm at a certain age in my fucking life where I don't want to be around people because they're happy. That's what the fuck it is. That's what a parade is. Oh, they're my favorite team and my favorite baseball player. They're on a fucking Cadillac Escalade and waving at me. What a great experience that I never want to fucking have. I'm a fucking adult. I own property. I have a goddamn job. I shouldn't be fucking excited because, A-Rod is going to wave at me for a quarter second. Fuck him and fuck everybody who likes that shit.
Honestly say that you don't think you'll ever go to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
I will never. I will never do that. Never. I barely want to watch it when it's fucking New Year's. I barely want to change the channel to that to see it happen. Oh, who's Jenny McCarthy going to talk to? Is she going to be saucy? I hope so. I hope she is. Or else her whole career is blown. Just fucking terrible.
There's no more Dick Clark, so why even bother?
Well, it's now Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. And he waited that one out, didn't he? looming career death, Ryan Seacrest. Just fucking, he's going to just stand in back of every old person who has a fucking career in show business and start patting them on the back and tell them how good they're doing and how great they are and important they are to this industry. Just so that when they fucking die, he'll be the face that everybody turns to, and then he'll get the fucking job, and he'll wear the fucking suspenders on CNN and sit in front of the fucking light bright map, whatever the fuck that shit is. I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, all of this shit is just silly young people bullshit. The Times Square thing, that is for the fucking young, or people like Frank who yearn to be young. I don't yearn to be young. I yearn to be comfortable. And that's it. I just want to be fucking comfortable. I don't want to see a fucking ball drop down. Because then what? Oh, it goes, oh, well, there it is. Well, we did that. And pull out your fucking ledger and just cross it off. What do you do? You would do it, Frank? You of all fucking people?
No, I wouldn't. If I could be inside and watch it from the inside building, I would.
So well, now you that's could do different. That from any building that's inside that has cable access.
I would watch the Times Square ball drop New Year's Eve if I was in a fucking building away from all the pissing fucking people from Iowa who thought this would be a jazzy fun thing to do, to go to the big city and watch this big shiny doohickey slide down the goddamn front of the pole or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I don't know why I always turn fucking people from the Midwest and South into raving idiots. I don't know why. And it's not right. I don't appreciate that. But yeah, parades, gatherings of excited people for the sake of being excited or being made excited. I have no fucking interest in it whatsoever. None. Absolutely none. And okay, you want to go, you say you like parades? You like the World Series parade? Okay, I can understand that. But get me somebody who loves the small town fucking parade. It's goddamn torture. It's goddamn fucking torture.
Well, you know, we see the problem with us is we don't know what it's like in the Midwest, like a small hometown parade. It's different for us because we live in it may be different, you know, people in Iowa or somewhere where it's, you know, you got that rustic parade.
That's pretty much what we have, Frank, in my town.
What do you mean a rustic parade? What do you mean? What do you think? They have covered wagons and engines tied to the back of them? What's so rustic about their fucking parade?
I never said nothing about Indian people.
I'm sorry. I know that you have the utmost respect for the natives.
But I digress.
Well, what do you think was so charming about a Midwestern parade?
I think it may be more of a camaraderie. It may be more of a
community event.
Yeah, because they have a lot. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was originally entertainment. That was something that was entertaining to do when there was nothing. You would read something that maybe you got your hands on because there's no printing press. Maybe someone wrote something and you read it by candlelight. And then, oh, hold on. We don't have to do this. We don't have to just sit and wait to work again because there's going to be a doings a-happening. And right down Main Street, everybody we know is going to be walking down, a parading down Main Street, and it's going to be a real fucking hoot. And it's really just theater. That involves people who have no fucking ability to entertain. All they can do is wave, wear plaid, and fucking smile and saunter. That's all they can do. Plaid, wave, saunter. And guess what? We have better forms of fucking entertainment at this point. It doesn't do me good. It doesn't make my soul feel good to watch some fucking jerk off in an oldie time baseball uniform walk down a street that used to be efficient for drivers. Now they have to go and fuck up their whole day because Grandpa wants to be a fucking a goddamn New York Highlander for a fucking afternoon. Fuck it. I'm sorry I went off on these parade things, but I hope you had a very nice time at your Memorial Day parade.
It was good. It was wonderful.
Oh, Christ.
No, the thing I was about to say until everybody went off on parades is
no parades!
Yes, no parades.
Yes.
They have three bands. One's like the very beginning, so you know the parade is getting to your location. You can hear like the drums getting louder and louder. Then they have like a bunch of crap. And then there's like the middle band, which is not as good as the first band. Ooh. They still have bagpipers. Then some more crap. And 18,000 fire trucks. I live in a town that's 1 square mile wide. We have, like, literally 18 fire trucks. I have no idea why we need so many fire trucks in a 1 square mile.
Because you have a parade. If you have a parade, you got to have two things. You got to have fire trucks, and you got to have kids. And the kids, the better a parade is, the shittier the kids are at whatever they're doing. I saw a fire truck once with a band on it.
Kids were in high school.
And they were playing, I don't know what the fuck they were playing. I couldn't understand it. And they were singing their little fucking hearts out, doing everything. And they probably wrote on Facebook that they played a show. Oh, what was your venue? Oh, a life-saving fire truck. That's where we played.
We have like a local, like in the middle of our town, like our town square area. You know, there's shops and stuff, and you know, like there's a hardware store that's been owned by like 5 generations of one family. There's a talent store, like a we teach you guitar, piano, drums, whatever. And they didn't, like the last I'd say 5 years, they had their own float, which is on like the back of like a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And they come through, and they were playing like just all like druggy bands, just like I Want to Be Sedated. They were playing Nirvana. It was all like 90s stuff, and yet they're all like 10 to 15 year old kids. Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they like drugs, and they want to do it in the middle of the town parade.
So you think they're like the kids that when we were in 7th grade, that those kids that were really big into the Doors?
Yeah.
Fucking 7th grade.
Yeah, fucking Rush, man.
Yeah. Fucking Doors.
Rush, the Doors, Pink Floyd, and Johnny Cash is all I live by.
Any kid who said the Doors were their favorite band when we were 12 is probably, I'm going to say 99.792%. Likely to have had a fucking bout with addiction. I'm gonna say they've had a terrible life, wrought with addiction, pain, and suffering, because they couldn't embrace something that wasn't 30 years old. That's what I say. Frank, you had a good Memorial Day. Any picnics?
We had not a physical picnic, but we did have a barbecue at my house.
What? You had a what?
Barbecue at my house.
Why do you try to make it all down home and fuck up the pronunciation?
Barbecue at my house.
Oh, yes. We had some people over for
barbecue. When you discuss barbecues in writing, are you the kind of guy who puts BBQ?
Yes.
Write the word barbecue.
BBQ. No.
I can't spell barbecue accurately without checking it in Google.
Ken, can you spell barbecue? So do it right now. Spell it.
B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E.
You had to look it up quick.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Is that right? I don't even know.
B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Right. Don't you love that when you start staring at a word?
Congratulations, Frank.
Every time you try to spell it.
You're awarded one fucking star for getting a fucking second grade spelling word correct. There's no Q in it, by the way. DJNS fishing trip. No Q. No, there's no Q. He's saying bullshit. He's getting really irritated. Look it up. Barbecue. Thank you. In any event, Memorial Day was great. I saw a bunch of the old guys in their war baseball hats, and I love that. I like seeing that. That way, you know that more than likely they saw some combat. And by the way, Kremlin in our HeroesTalk.com chat room is declaring that Frank's only comedic tactic is mispronunciation.
Oh, shit.
They think that's your number one, the only lure in the tackle box that is your comedy bin. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. In any event, I hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend. Go fuck yourself.
Anyway.
Frank, let me ask you this. You see an old guy in his war hat. Do you have respect for him?
Depends on if he was in active combat or not.
A 70-year-old man wearing a fucking a Purple Heart baseball hat with the mesh, with pins on it, all the buttons, and you don't respect him until you're sure.
I want to make sure he was in physical combat. I want to make sure he was not slicing potatoes in the cook's mess.
If you saw that he had a Purple Heart hat on, you would know that he was injured. Do you trust him?
I would know
him?
That he was injured.
Huh?
Yes, correct.
Would you take him at his word, or would you interrogate him?
I don't think anybody would put a Purple Heart on if it wasn't genuine.
Well, you're telling me that you talk to veterans when you work, and you said that some of them said they wanted to get out of Vietnam, so they shot themselves.
Well, not the people I was talking to. They told me stories of fellow soldiers who would purposely injure themselves in order to be discharged.
And they were discharged, and they probably awarded a Purple Heart.
You know what? You're probably right.
So now, when you see somebody with a Purple Heart, are you going to interrogate them?
I'm going to now.
You're a fucking scumbag piece of shit.
You are.
You really are. You motherfucker. Fuck, how the fuck dare you? I mean, it's bad enough that we get the same day off as somebody who took a bullet in their fucking ribcage. Somebody who gave up their youth to go fight or to be on call to fight gets a day off for Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And everybody they defended who didn't serve one fucking minute, didn't even do 10 minutes of a fucking basic training workout tape, get the same fucking day off. And you have the gall to say you would fucking question them.
Yes, I would.
Fucking, how dare you? What if they were in the army during a time of peace and didn't have to fight in combat?
I'm saying I have more respect for people who were in combat than people who were peeling potatoes in the mess hall.
I think you're going to get your ass kicked. Say it something like
Frank,
that.
Frank,
I really think you are.
What about a guy that was in a squad and he was in the mess hall peeling potatoes, and that squad, he trained with them. You came up with them through the entire ranks and everything. They all went out and got fucking massacred while he was peeling potatoes, and then he comes back and finds out that they all got killed. You have no respect for that guy, even though he didn't see active combat?
I have respect for everybody.
Oh, man.
Just completely back. You should especially have respect for the people that peel potatoes, because you don't know how to peel potatoes. You should, in fact, that should extend to people that work at Wendy's. Like that thaw out fries and put them in grease.
It's magic to Frank. I order food, it comes. Can't explain that.
It's just 30 seconds to get my fries. I just put it in my car and I eat and drive. But you didn't fight in active combat, so you don't get my respect.
As if it's some fucking commodity. The respect of a man shoveling Wendy's lettuce into his face. In any event, I want to thank everybody who served. Past,
me too.
Present. And those who will serve. Thank you very much. Because you did, I didn't have to. And I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you. And also, I apologize because Frank is a piece of shit who needs you to justify your service before he gives you any kudos or appreciation. And Steve, however, would prefer that you wear your war hat year-round.
Yes.
Don't just break it out.
Don't be a fair-weather veteran.
Yeah.
Be a fucking, like...
We want to see you eating that fucking happy waitress, that fucking plate of hash and eggs with your goddamn USS Arizona hat.
Hell yeah.
If we were able to see that, we would probably have scuba gear on. So I apologize that I picked that particular ship. I meant another ship. Whoops. That didn't get sunk. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to be heartfelt at the end of this. I just fucking stepped in shit.
Doesn't matter. The guy was a good swimmer. That's all you need to know.
You survived. That's the key. And there's very few hats like that. Anyway, I'm not making this any fucking better. In any event, thank you very much for listening to the DJ New Style Show. By the way, Best in Show Radio returning June 4th. That's Monday, June 4th. Next Monday at 8 p.m. To get caught up, bestinshowradio.com. Tomorrow night, Bug Zapper Radio's 4th episode will be live on HeroesTalk.com.
Nice.
Go there, tune in, say hello, tell your fucking friends. In any event, how many times have I said in any event? Geeks of Rage, geeksofrageshow.com. Download, subscribe. Honestly, if you're not an avid subscriber of all the shows on Heroes Talk, I hope that you get mistaken for someone like Germ Freak on Veterans Day and get the shit beaten out of you by fucking surly vets. And HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Buy something nice for yourself. Thank you very much. Frank, is there anything you'd like to say?
Sign out.
Steve?
Yeah, I want to do a quick plug, actually.
Sure.
Anybody in New Jersey, District 10, go to Dennis Flynn for Congress 2012. Check out the site. Read up on him. He's a friend of mine. He's running for Congress in District 10 in New Jersey.
What's the site again?
Dennis Flynn for Congress 2012.com.
Dennis with two N's. Flynn with two N's. For spelled F-O-R. Dennis Flynn for Congress.com.
Right.
That's District 10, folks. We're trying to get somebody elected now.
if he loses, I try to get him on the show.
All right,
get him on the show. But even if he loses, he'll probably come on the show.
Frank, if you would you be excited about having someone who ran for Congress on the show? Oh, he fucking hung up.
He said sign out.
Oh, well, thank you very much. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done, and tell some fucking people about it. Have a good week.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Go suck a banana. Fuck you.